Hey, welcome back to Union Weekly. I'm Xander Risby.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Mr. S.
This is our final episode for the year. I can't believe that it came so soon and that it's already the 13th of May.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's totally like we're not recording this on the 29th. But still, the school year is flown by.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and play our intro and then we'll get back to it. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question. Hello, no guest.
It's just us.
Yeah, no guest today. It's the last one.
Yep. Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're just going to go through the different episodes, talk about them, what we liked, and yeah. All right, first one we had, first guest was Andy, our...
Oh, yeah. It's been so long. Back before we had our cool equipment.
Yeah, back before we had our cool equipment. That was fun because he told us about how those kids were sneaking into the...
Yeah, sneaking into the auditorium.
Actually, it was the art room.
Oh, the art room. Okay.
I thought it was the building that was destroyed.
You know, it was just...
The whole building was destroyed.
Here's a funny thing. If you look on Google Maps,
it's still the old building.
It's both.
They took the picture during summer in June when they were taking down the old school.
So it's both buildings.
So what it looks like is they... Yeah, so the top part is gone, but the second... the basement is still there.
Interesting.
It's a weird photo. Basement.
So we had Andy, then who do we have after that?
And Ms. Fillmore with the Bobcat.
Okay, that's right.
This year. That was...
Okay, good.
That was fun.
Yep.
And then we had Ms. Zhang.
Yep, and we talked about books and going to the public library, which, again, there's, in case you forgot about it, there's a whole bunch of cool programs at the public library throughout the summer. So make sure to go check it out. Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, there's all summer long there's stuff that goes on.
Which library?
Any of the Salt Lake County public libraries.
Oh, so they're all able to do this then?
Yes, yeah. So,
cool.
So, like, the public library, okay, so I live out in Taylorsville. I actually don't go to the Taylorsville branch of the library. I actually go to the Kearns one because there's so many cool stuff at the Kearns one. I'm just like, oh, I got it. Like, you can print T-shirts. You can do 3D printing.
Print T-shirts?
Print T-shirts.
So, I mean, I'm sure it'll cost you something, but the Kearns library is so, so cool. So if your parents will take you out to Kearns, then...
Guys, we need to set up a school field trip to the Kearns.
To print another T-shirt, because the jacket I'm wearing, I printed in art, and that was fun. I'm like, oh, I want to do that again.
That there's a lot of cool stuff.
And I can do it at a library, which is...
But so just check out what all the different county libraries have. Each one has different things that they offer, and it's all at the county libraries. Salt Lake County has a lot of cool stuff that
Salt
they do
Lake's
at
the libraries.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. A lot of cool offerings. Okay, so we had Ms. Zhang, and then who was after that?
Mr. Moody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's when we introduced his first year here at Union.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll be here next year if I...
Yeah, I don't think any admin...
Besides the principal.
Yeah, I don't think any assistant principals are leaving.
Yeah, and just to let you guys know, if you didn't, Ms. McCann's going to Hillcrest next year.
Yep.
She's coming with us 8th graders. Then we had Ms. Grant on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was where we talked about...
Theater.
Oh, it was the musical.
Yeah, we talked about the musical.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, yeah. Miss McCones, I remember that. That was fun.
Yep.
She told us about the macaroni and cheese. And then also how Mr. C was her she was originally going to music, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, she just didn't like it, so she went into... Okay,
yeah.
And then we actually had Mr. C on the following episode.
Yep. I remember that. We talked about musicals and stuff like that.
I remember we did it in the library.
Yeah, that was our only episode we ever did in the library.
Oh, we did that in the library?
It was. I remember it was right before all the History Day stuff was done. All the kids were bringing their boards.
Okay.
And then we had our... This is... Next episode was with it was with Miss Graham and Miss Morley about student ambassadors.
Okay.
And NJHS.
Yeah, sorry, NJHS people. And then we had Miss McCann.
Yep, I remember that. That was good.
That was a fun episode. Mm-hmm.
With the lotion.
Oh, yeah, that is so funny.
Sparkly sweater.
Yeah.
She had all those kids with her. And then we had Mr. Barilla.
Yep, that was a good worker. One.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Miss Nelson and Miss Robinson, which talked about
counseling, the counseling center, and all that they offer.
Mm-hmm, that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we had Miss Zhang on again.
Yep.
And she talked more about the libraries and all that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. And then, then we just did one actually with us. This was the only other episode where it was just us going from elementary to middle school.
Yep.
And then we had our dance teacher on, Miss Paulson.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. We had Mr. Penrod. I remember that.
That was a fun one.
Talked about the Olympics.
I love Mr. Penrod. Yep.
Yeah, that was so fun. Didn't he, wasn't he saying how he does these like musical tournament things with you?
The trivia?
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of stopped, but Mr. Penrod would send out every so often, he would send out some trivia questions that we teachers could answer, then he'd keep an updated standings. He hasn't done it in a couple months, so if he doesn't do it again, I was the school champion, so I'm a freaking genius. You never forget that.
Then we had Miss Fillmore back on with
we talked about paw cards and stuff. Yeah,
that has been really successful this year. And then we had Miss Grant, where we talked about
the upcoming.
Don't look at me, I was.
We talked about the
comedy of errors.
Comedy of errors.
That was fun.
And we talked about like Shakespeare and stuff like that.
Mm. Haley should have been there.
Oh, and we talked about the upcoming things that are coming to the Eccles Theater.
Eccles.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we had Miss Morley and Miss Graham back on again.
Yep.
To promote student ambassadors and NJHS.
Mm-hmm. That we did.
And then we had Mrs. Holden, our new principal, on.
Yep, we had her on. It was nice meeting her and having her on the podcast.
Yeah, and then our final guest was Ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was fun. She told us about how she hasn't actually been here the whole time that people have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all's perception of time is whack, man.
Why? Tell us a little more.
Okay, from teaching history this year, like, y'all would have thought that the Revolutionary War, like, happened around the same time as World War II. Like, y'all's perception of time is so warped. Like, no. It blows my mind sometimes that y'all think, are like, huh, that was that far away? Or huh, that was only a couple of years ago? Like, yeah.
We had a pandemic?
What's a pandemic? Jeez, I only heard of COVID, not a pandemic.
My perception of time is just off with y'all. The fact that y'all weren't around for 9/11. Like, I remember that like it was yesterday.
And I was not even a thought in my parents' mind.
Yeah, there we go. I like that.
Mr. S, what if through this year and the year before, what have you noticed the difference between high school and middle school?
I mean, it's a different ballgame. High school, when your grades matter, you can kind of hold kids a lot more accountable and be like, hey, this is your grade, it's not mine. Whereas in middle school, I have to help hold you accountable. So for middle school, it's a little more hands-on for me.
So extra work?
I wouldn't say extra work, just different work. It's different because it's still the same. My job is still the role of a teacher. It's just different because teaching high school kids, they know a lot more about different skills. It's a whole different skill ball game. I'm teaching you skills that will help you in high school, whereas in high school, we're building on those skills they already know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a different concept. I mean, I still do some of the same activities and whatnot. Obviously, different content. I will say this, I miss the extracurricular athletics. And so, we'll see what what I have in store for me next year. I have a feeling I could be helping out with some different extracurriculars at Hillcrest potentially.
The big boy school.
So we'll see, but I'll still be here at Union next year. So that's the plan.
Nice. Haley, do you have any thoughts on the podcast this year?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was definitely something that I probably would have never done if I wasn't asked to do.
Well, I'm glad you did it.
I've had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it's been good. I always wanted to start a podcast, and I'd get like two episodes in and I'd be like, oh, forget this. But now like building one and having this cool equipment thanks to CSD.
Thank you.
Been awesome.
Thank you, Canyons.
Yeah, thank you, Canyons. I'll say this. Coming from Jordan to Canyons has been a major blessing in my life. Canyons really care. I can tell Canyons really cares about the education of their students by giving us this equipment like this, giving us this beautiful building, and many other resources that I didn't have previously, I have. And so I am forever grateful to Canyon School District, and so I love Canyons.
I've loved my time in this school.
It's awesome.
They opened up a program this year called CSD TV, and it's been a lot of fun. And I highly recommend all of you sign up for it next year, as it's
gonna be
so fun.
And there's gonna be like more things to do because it was only the first year this year, and it was still fun.
I mean, so yeah, they're just figuring it out, but.
I think it's going to be a lot.
I'm glad it's taken off. I've seen it in other states really become something amazing. So I've told you all about, I kind of mentioned it, I know for sure to Xander, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, Haley. Back home in Arkansas, they do it, and like they broadcast all the sports games. I tuned in one night because my high school, built a brand new gym. And so they had their last night in the old gym kind of broadcast and whatnot. And as I'm watching the game, which I haven't watched one of my high school games from my high school in a while, but they had students being the reporters on the sideline doing reports. Students film everything, produce it. It's amazing. And I'm hoping that
so cool.
CSD TV will get to that point where every school in the district is getting broadcast with commentary by students, reporting by everything student run. So.
I believe that is
the goal. It's the vision.
Good, I love it.
We're gonna have a channel on Xfinity. We're gonna have our own the CSC TV channel, and then we're also gonna be having our own app. Yeah. So it's definitely gonna grow. I think just baby steps this year.
Yeah,
but I think
it'll. Of course.
I mean, even our basketball games we did last year were all ran by students. There was student reporter, student camera. There was the producer. It was they just kind of just were there to make sure we weren't like running it down.
Yeah, of course. I'm hoping y'all will expand to all the schools because you did what, Alta and Corner Canyon.
So how it works right now is really just they just request, and it was, nice it was whoever requested.
Nice to know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind for next year.
Yeah, it's
definitely keep that in mind.
Definitely been fun. What have been some of your favorite episodes?
Jeez, there's just so many. I don't know that I have a favorite one.
Yeah,
per se.
There's just a lot of good ones.
We had a lot of fun ones where we got to get to know teachers a lot more. Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything about some of your teachers that you didn't know before that was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool?
I would have to say so, but I cannot remember off the top of my head right now, but I would say I've learned stuff.
I know for me it was fun getting to know different colleagues and get to learn about some of their interests and what they do here at the school, because this school is so big that I don't get around as often to meet people as I'd like.
And like
makes sense.
Stuck in the pod.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck in my pod, which some days it's fine, some days it's like, okay, I need to get out and move and get out of my pod.
I'll tell you guys this. I've been to some of the other middle schools lately, and man, ours is definitely designed pretty well. I like the design here. I've noticed they all do the one hallway idea.
Yeah.
The one main hall.
I will say, I really do like Mount Jordan. Their design. I think it's pretty cool. We have a lot of our middle school social studies meetings at Mount Jordan, And I love that setup. I like this setup too.
Yeah. Now, should we do the question we've always asked every guest? If we have any crazy stories?
Yeah, we can do that.
Who wants to go first?
I'll let you two go first. Haley? Do you have any that can be shared on the pond?
All is it appropriate? Mine happened at school, so they should.
And it's appropriate?
They should be.
Okay.
So the last week of school is usually like the craziest, but I'll start with sixth grade. So the last day of school, the bottom of my shoe came off. Like, it just fell off.
I remember this.
And then now we're in seventh grade. I got hit, quotation mark, hit in the head with a golf ball.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
How did you hear about that?
I think it was written up in a report that I had read about.
But how do you accidentally bounce a golf ball and it hits someone's head up here? You don't.
Golf balls are bouncy.
You don't accidentally hit
someone. Well, yeah, no, I agree. But, like, golf balls are bouncing.
And then...
I did hear about that.
Because I don't even remember what we were, what we were doing that day. So, it did definitely cause...
some brain damage.
Yes, for a split
second. Well, for life.
And then, now, last year, which was arguably the best end of the year... we destroyed the auditorium with
the
paint.
Whole building.
Oh, that's cool.
I still have paint on my shoes.
That was so fun. Yeah, we...
and we took a bunch of auditorium chairs. Like, I still have my auditorium chairs just sitting in my basement.
Oh, my gosh.
And whenever someone comes over to my house, they're like, are those the auditorium seats? I'm like, yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, my. Xander's showing me pictures.
He took, like...
and videos.
How much
if
rows...
it loads.
What day was
you
that?
You can show me later.
I got actually a funny story about that then. It's not my story, but story I'm going to tell. However, so it was that whole situation. We were cleaning out. Stage Tech was moving everything out, and there was this box fan that Miss Clayton was getting rid of.
Oh.
And she didn't want it. And I'm like, okay, I'll take it. So I actually used it that last week as a hall pass to get around the school.
Oh, my God.
Because
gosh.
They're like, oh, you're moving a fan.
Yeah, you're moving
doing
stuff.
Something
because
for a teacher. There were a buttload of fans.
So I took this fan, and I was moving it around the building with me. And I decided one day, I was with Jack Clayton, and we're like, hey, we should put this in the auditorium, throw some paint on it, or, yeah, we should just destroy it. So we go up to Ms. Grant in the middle of one of her classes, and we're like, hey, can we destroy this? She's like, you got to get permission from Ms. McCann. So we're like, okay. So we stormed over to the office, and I asked Ms. McCann, can I destroy this? And she's like, why not? So we go back. We tell her we got the good to go. We were throwing Coke cans at the wall.
It was really fun.
She didn't care. And then we also had all this extra paint.
Yeah.
And we started just painting the auditorium.
Oh my.
So we gotta do it with beginning theater.
I came home covered in paint like pretty much every single day that last week because I painted the old art room. I was just throwing paint literally.
Oh my, you guys were weird.
It was so fun as we
and
just
people call that art.
And we were just yanking it. And I'm like, I felt like I was like Mozart or something.
Oh my.
Mozart?
Mozart is music.
Leonardo.
Yeah.
Da Vinci.
Yeah, I feel like I was Da Vinci.
Botticelli.
DiCaprio.
One of the guys, okay?
No, not Leonardo. Leonardo DiCaprio was an actor. He's in the Titanic.
That was a really fun last week. You had to be here to know about it.
Yeah. I wasn't here.
It's gone now.
So, Xander, what's your story?
My story, so this actually happened just at the end of April.
Oh, we, joyful. Oh, I know this one.
So, it's the district's championship for debate. Oh, and man. We were excused from sixth period, and we're like, okay, we got to get on the bus. We go get on the bus with Miss H. We were missing a student. We had to go find the student. We found him. Mr. S took his car there because he had to leave early. Well, we get to the location, and... well, actually, on our way there, the bus driver started taking us to the wrong place, and Miss H had to correct them where to go. So we got to the right, got to the right place. We walk into the office, and we're like, hey, guys, how are you doing? We're trying to get in. They're like, why are you here? We're like, oh, for debate. We went to the wrong location.
Wait, so was the bus driver right to begin with?
No.
No, they were trying to take us to Alta, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no. So we, when we registered them for the debate, it said one school, and then apparently we had gotten an email later last week that said it was actually at another school, but Miss H and I didn't read it.
So we went to this other school, and the crazy part is the bus driver left, and we had no communication with the bus driver, and they wouldn't respond.
Did you walk?
No.
It was a 15-minute
It's a 15-minute drive. So we went to Mount Jordan when we should have been at Draper Park.
Those are we're in Sandy, and we need to be in Draper. So, yeah, we just rode with actually Mount Jordan's
debate team.
Oh. Yeah. It's a little crowded, but
it ended up working out really well.
Yeah.
Not that I was on the bus, but.
Well, the funny part is we get these big buses for just five of us.
Yeah.
So it kind of felt weird not have as much space, but it was okay.
What a story.
All right, Mr. S.
Okay. I thought about it. Okay. This story has nothing to do with my students. I'm going to embarrass myself a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Was it last year? I think it was last year. Either last year or the year. I can't remember. So, I can't remember if it was, I think it was on a school day. It was a long day. Okay. Long day. Towards the end of the school. Oh, jeez. This was 2 years ago. Okay. I had a long day at work. I was tired. I was worn out. So I went home to take a nap. I always take a nap at after school, like a quick 45-minute nap just to recover. Quick 45-minute nap just to recover. Well, I take this nap, and I wake up, and I look over at my phone. And it was one of those naps. This ended up being about a three-hour nap. It was a long nap. I was that tired, okay? And I wake up as groggy as can be. I look out the window, and it's dark outside, and I check my phone. I'm like, oh, no, I'm late to work. Because this was, I mean, and I check my phone, and it says, like, 7:30. I'm like, I am late to work the next day at school. I'm supposed to be at work at like, 7 o'clock. And so I throw on clothes, I grab my backpack, just throw on some random shoes, and I drive over to the high school at West Jordan where I was working. And I pull up to the lot, and I'm like, wait a minute. Why is nobody here? Why is no one here right now? Is it a day that I'm not supposed to be at work? I finally checked my phone all the way through. It's 7:45 p.m. of the same day. I call one of my coworkers. I'm like, hey, you're never going to believe this. You're never going to believe where I am right now. And he's like, where are you at? I said, I'm at the school. He's like, why are you at the school? I said, I thought it was 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. And it's currently 7:30 p.m. and I thought I was late, so I said I was so groggy, and he just dies laughing. And
that's so funny.
And so I here's the thing too that's even crazier about it was not only did I show up to a parking lot that was empty, but my badge let me into the school. I went to my room and started my morning routine of making copies. I went down to the copy room, started making copies. I started getting my room prepped. I opened my door.
You got like, this ready?
I was ready to rock and roll to teach a lesson. And it's about 8 o'clock at this point where I start walking down the hall. I'm like, where is everyone? What's going on? I literally walked the whole school twice. I went and checked doors. They wouldn't open.
Oh, my gosh.
How was your door open? Or do you?
I have a key. I have a key to this room.
This is crazy.
And
holy crap.
Like, I legitimately, my projector was on. Like, I had on, because I do the same thing that I do with y'all. I put the information for the day, put my timer for starters. I'm sitting in my room just like.
When they get a
show up. Where are these? Well, and here's the thing, too. The next day was a day that I actually had prep first. So I wasn't getting kids right away. And then I waited till the time that I was supposed to have kids. I'm like, where is everyone, man?
Oh my gosh, this is.
I feel stupid for not realizing it sooner than I get all prepped.
At first, I thought you meant you just got to the parking lot and noticed, but yeah, you.
No, I fully went in. I made 300 copies.
Was it at least the right thing you needed to copy?
Oh, absolutely.
Holy crap, you really thought you slept the whole night.
Oh, I did. I went down to the teacher's lounge, grabbed me some breakfast. It was a late night snack. I'm down in a Mountain Dew trying to wake up. Like, I'm ready to rock and roll.
How did you actually sleep that night?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think I took some, what do you call it?
Benadryl?
Not Benadryl.
Melatonin?
I popped my I have melatonin gummies that I take. And I took about three or four, and I was like,
oh my God.
I'm going to bed. And I slept through the night. I made sure it said 6:30 a.m. the next time. So that's the crazy story I'll tell you for now. A little embarrassing thing.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and now that one coworker that I called, he never lets me live it down.
Man, well, I'll tell you this. You probably had not a lot of work to do that morning.
No. That next morning, I'm like, ooh, I'm all prepped for the day. And so it ended up working out fine.
That is so funny.
I had a whole bunch. I had one of my administrators come up to me later. He's like, I was checking the cameras, and why were you here at 7:30, 8 o'clock last night? I'm like, long story, man. Like, it was not intended. I said, what's even more confusing is the fact that my badge let me in. Like, once basketball season ends, my badge wouldn't let me in past 7 o'clock.
Oh.
During basketball season, I could open the building at 11:30.
Why?
Well, just because we'd get home late from away games.
Oh, okay.
And so I had to get in the building to grab our stuff after an away game. But it was after the basketball season.
That's crazy.
The fact that you didn't notice that it
was. Hey, I was brighter. So tired. It was one of those. It was one of those sleeps that, you know, you just wake up and you're just drowsy and like you don't want to get up. It was
every
one of those things.
For me.
I have certain sleeps where it's like that.
My alarm didn't go off this morning.
Yeah, I saw you come in late.
That's creepy.
Okay.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about in this final
no,
episode? I will say this though. I'm kind of scared to go to high school.
Don't be scared.
I'm new excited.
Going on an adventure, just like in The Hobbit.
Do you have any advice for us going into high school?
Don't suck. No, just kidding. Have fun.
Quote.
No, seriously, have fun. Y'all have been in my class. Hopefully my class has prepared you for high school, at least in some way.
I don't know yet.
you'll see it. Have fun with it. I mean, don't do things that are completely stupid. I mean,
like
you,
drugs. Like in, all
that. Okay.
Besides yeah. that.
Y'all know how to act. I'll say that. Y'all are two great students. Just go continue to be you and do good things, and good things will happen. Have fun with it. You got 4 years.
4 years left?
Don't even. Just wait till you're a senior and you're like, I have a year left, and then I have to be an adult. You've got 4 years. Have fun. Go to school events, go to sporting events, go to anything the school offers. I mean, have fun with it. You only have so many more years of hanging out with your friends before it all ends. And so make the most of it.
Okay.
That's my advice. Don't stress over grades. I know you think they're...
You guys make them seem so
great, midterms. I'm... Okay, I warn you about deadlines so that way I don't have to deal with your parents later. But also to teach you that, just like what we talked about with Ginger last week, that when you have a job, you can't miss deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
And so instill that in you now. But just have fun with it, man. Okay. High school's fun. Have fun. Don't stress yourself out over it. Like it's. I'm not going to lie. There's days I miss it.
Okay, well, I'll be there in a few months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A few months.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
You've got. Yeah, summer break.
We have June, July and like part of August.
A little bit of August.
5 months.
You know, I'm just going to say this real quick. I'm going to have the hardest first day because
you'll be fine.
Just wait till you hear why.
I'm going, my family booked a trip to Hawaii and our flight comes home the day before, but we don't land until midnight and school starts 7 hours later the first day.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm not going to sleep that night. My dad's like, you wouldn't have slept that night either way.
Xander, let me just say this. Do we do anything on the first day of school?
No.
Okay, then. Don't stress about
it. Ms. McCann made that same argument.
Yes. We don't do any. You don't do anything the whole first week of school, really. Same thing happens in college, by the way. Your first day is syllabus day.
I'm paying for nothing?
No, you're not paying for nothing, but first week, you really don't do anything. That's just setting everything up.
I remember on the first day of fifth grade, we actually did stuff. We learned an entire math lesson. I'm like,
nope.
Math teacher be like on the first day, we're already behind.
No, have fun with it. Don't forget to come visit your little eighth grade history teacher.
What are do you know the rules on that? Because they have rules for it, when we can come in and when we can't come in, times and all
just
that.
Just work at Union.
Before school, you can stop by after school. I'm sure you can.
Okay.
Yeah, so
well, yeah. This was a fun final episode. I hope everyone that listened enjoyed us and the whole year we had with this.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts you have for us, Haley?
Oh, you